This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, why a recall vote in Venezuela this weekend matters so much here. First, though, American Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps begins his quest for a record 8 gold medals tomorrow. He's 19. He started swimming at the North Baltimore Aquatic Club 10 years ago. Day to Day's Eric Kneeler and producer Steve Lichtai went to see if there's something in the water that makes those kids so fast.
Baltimore residents have been coming to this Olympic-sized pool since the 1930s, usually to cool off or get a bit of exercise. But for the elite squad of the North Baltimore Aquatic Club, the pool is their liquid training ground.
Catch your strokes and then swim that fast. These 50s are all freestyle.
The quiet surface is broken one morning by a cascade of teenagers diving in. The club is not the nation's biggest, but it has developed more age group winners, more regional and national champions than nearly anyone else, mainly through hard work and the fact that the club is run by coaches, not parents. In fact, parents aren't even allowed at practice. The elite team members will swim more than 3 miles in the next 2 hours.
Get your heart moving, Emily. Come on. Hard kicking. Drew, fire this kick up, all right? We got to get your heart up. Come on. Courtney, how do I feel about you holding the board like that? Thank you.
Until a few months ago, Phelps had been a fixture at this pool for the past decade, logging lane time twice a day. Now he's in Athens, hoping to break Olympic records. His former teammates back here in Baltimore just want to beat their own best times. And to do that, they rely on coaches like Armstrong. He looks for natural ability, like in the way this swimmer does the backstroke.
See how his hand goes in pinky first and kind of slides in. There's not a whole lot of splash. His head is kind of, it's stable. It's holding still and his body really rotates around it.
Swimming is all about making your body strong and streamlined, an efficient human machine.
And, you know, you can look through the pool here and you can see morphologically Courtney's right. She's good. She's got the right kind of structure. Whereas, say, Emily's just a total animal. I mean, she just really gets after it and trains really super hard. Or, you know, Ashley's kinesthetically a genius. You know, she's just got an absolutely beautiful stroke. So they all have different gifts. The thing about Michael that sets him apart is that he has all of them. He's absolutely the total package.
Michael Phelps. All eyes are on him this summer, but Aquatic Club head coach Murray Stevens has been training dozens of champions here since 1968. He says swimmers have to achieve their own goals. His job is to push them just a little bit further.
Their dreams at night may be to be in the Olympics, but the reality most of them correctly know is they're probably not going to be there. So, you know, but for us as coaches and for us as the people who help set the path for them, we want them all to have goals that are perhaps a bit higher than they can ever reach.
One swimmer following this path is 16-year-old Amanda Dunnigan. She had a big breakthrough at the national championships last month, finishing 6th in her event and dropping 8 seconds off her personal best.
I want to eventually just try to make like an international team, maybe a world champs or something. Like, I'm getting really close now, so I just have to drop a couple more and work a little bit harder.
Dunnigan's twice-a-day training doesn't leave time for anything else.
Like, I can't really do any activities afterwards, or I basically just go to school and then go home right to swim practice. So I don't really have time for school friends that much.
Most swimmers here spend so much time with each other that they form their own social circle. Jordan Cobb says that has some advantages.
Yeah, on the weekends, you know, you go out and socialize. And plus there's obviously girls on the swim team, so there you go.
Cobb and the other young swimmers say Phelps is just a regular guy outside the pool, but his athletic success rubs off on them, even if they can't swim as fast as he does.
He's just really focused all the time, and I don't know, he has this aura around him. I don't really know how to explain it. He's just amazing.
The Michael Phelps era at the Aquatic Club ends when the Olympics conclude 2 weeks from now. Afterwards, Phelps and his coach are moving to Michigan, but another young champion may take his place. 9th grader Katie Hoff competes in 2 Olympic events, and when she comes home, she'll be right here, counting laps alongside everyone else.
Swimmers, take your marks.
Go, Kelly.
Go.
For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneeler in Baltimore. Go.